you're just gonna hear echoing, and or you're just gonna you're gonna slowly see the moisture just forming in your basement.
I'm coming on the walls and
don't come on the walls. By the way, we started. This is ear rape. This is ear rape. This is ear rape with Tyler and Jeremy. I'm Tyler. That's Jeremy. We don't want to introduce ourselves because who cares? If you guys listen to this, you'll get an idea on who we are. So there, that's it.
What's I'm a Libra.
Jeremy, shut up. that's Jeremy. I'm Tyler.
Not really.
So, what's this? We're gonna do advertising first. So, what's this week? What's this podcast? This episode. Brought to you by.
This week's episode is brought to you by bottle caps. When your beer needs to be opened, this is why. Bottle cap.
Those bottle cap people that are paying us really are pissed off at that one.
Yeah, they work hard, but at the same time, it's like, I mean, throw a little more money our way. We deserve it.
I'm using a bottle cap right now on my water. You, on the other hand, are not.
On my open glass of drink.
Yeah, don't product place glass. We'll do that next week.
Oh yeah, glass is our sponsor for next week. They haven't the paperwork isn't done, so we've got to make sure it gets.
I literally am in.
It's not really glass, so it's plastic.
Not like you brought, but glasses. You know, it's funny because glasses you can say are that or something you wear in your eyes, or a plastic cup. It's a pretty wide termed word. If that's a word.
Yeah.
Wow, it's so much less distracting that you don't have your humidifier going.
Yeah.
Now I can actually hear you instead of you talking over something.
And now that the humidifier is off, my basement is dripping with water.
But yeah, so let's get back to what we were talking about before the podcast started, about the movie.
Jeff Bridges' movie with Robin DeWilliams.
I don't want to do any spoiler alerts because it is fairly new. It came out 23 years ago. It's called The Fisher King. And it's actually phenomenal. Jeff Bridges is such a good actor, which is really surprising because he's mainly a comedy actor, and that just doesn't.
We've already talked about this.
No, not on this podcast.
He's not even a comedy actor, though.
I know, he's been in so much that people don't. People are like, "Oh, the guy from Big Lebowski."
Oh, the guy from Tron.
No, but Robin Williams is a stud too in that movie. He's so weird.
Well, I've never seen it, so.
Oh, you should. I just started watching.
You haven't even seen it all. You said you started watching it.
Yeah, but I got a good enough. Well, I watched it last night before I fell asleep, and I had to fall asleep. I had to go to bed because I had to wake up for work today.
We all did, Tyler.
Yeah. So what's new in the life of you? Are you still working for Monsanto?
Nope.
The corn company?
No. Welcome.
The one that's destroyed lives and humans and animals, probably?
No, I told them that I didn't go back there.
That's all you said? You didn't say anything about the suffering that they caused?
No, they paid me, so I gotta be nice. Because that's what the world is about. It's about making money.
Yeah. Who cares if you're working for Saddam Hussein as long as he pays you?
I mean, he probably paid pretty good.
Probably not.
No, you're right. The dick. He's like those rich guys who don't tip.
Saddam Hussein, rich guys who don't tip. Same exact thing.
He's like at the bar ordering. He orders the lobster tail and like really expensive drinks all night. And then when the bill comes, he gives you $2. Or no, he does what he does. Instead of giving, he doesn't give you $2. It's like his bill was $197.42.
And he just rounds it up.
He gives you the $2 and 60 cents or whatever it is to round up to an even 150.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely what Saddam did.
He had to sit there. And instead of just giving $4, he had to do the math and actually work.
Yeah, well, Saddam probably didn't tip at all. He probably just, your tip was if you just didn't, he didn't kill you. I don't know if that was what Saddam was like. It's pretty much
I
just
don't
the,
think he ate out very often. You have a palace and you rule a dictator, and you're a dictator. Usually you can get things brought to you pretty easily.
So his wife.
He's not going to Olive Garden very often.
Yeah, listening to Saddam pronounce the words would be pretty hilarious on the, on the menu. Oh, dude, you should listen to the Ari Shaffir's podcast.
I listened to part of it.
Have you heard the latest one?
Oh, his podcast or the one with Rogan?
Yes, no, his, the Skeptic Tank. It's actually pretty good.
Listen to it. Ari Shaffir.
It's like 3 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
What he's been doing, the latest few of them, what he's been doing is he's been listening, because he's brutally honest and ridiculous, but he actually has the comic, a comic in studio, and then they listen to the album and he picks it apart, like their comedy album.
That's kind of funny.
And you, no, it's a really good, because you actually learn certain, like, everything, like, between, like, what their thought process was and how bad they were at certain points, because it's like their earlier ones.
Oh, man.
So, like, they're like, oh, this is what you got to avoid. Don't just go to the ridiculous nature, blah, blah, blah. It's actually, it's pretty phenomenal, especially if you, like, you want to write jokes and stuff.
What's the title of the podcast?
The Skeptic Tank.
Title of the episode, I meant.
Bert. That was the one I listened to today. Bert. The guy that was on Rogan's, Bert Kreischer.
Bert with a B?
No, Bert with a K.
I meant to say Bert with an E, but then I said Bert with a B. Is this thing on? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, but once again, you are being extremely distracting with your thumb and your video. Because I can't even watch the video anymore. I can't even look up at the screen because you're so wildly distracting.
I'm sorry.
Can't you just put it on the ground?
No, I'm in a chair.
I can see that.
I can't do that.
It's kind of nice because, like, right here, I have the timer of what the... Oh, and up there.
I can't see what you're pointing at.
Oh,
remember that
well,
one time when we did this on your phone?
Yeah, my first pod... Well, my seventh podcast ever.
You remembered.
Yeah, because now I'm, like, at least an expert.
I have...
At the very minimum at podcasting and hosting a podcast.
I have, like, 20 now, he says.
Right now, it's... It's pretty much that until you get good equipment, you are my guest.
True. I guess.
Like, yeah, I doubt anybody's going to listen to these. I doubt people are going to listen to this.
If it works this time.
Yeah. Last time we recorded an hour and a half one, and it didn't work because I used shit software, and it started fast forwarding, and we missed an entire moment of Jeremy and I where I legitimately couldn't control myself laughing.
I can't.
And it was funny, and I'm not even going to repeat it because hopefully maybe I didn't even listen to the whole thing because I was getting so pissed off. But, like, I want to, like, listen to it and see if that part got captured so I can post it somewhere because it was.
And then we will never be able to recapture it ever in our lives.
No. We could. No. It was just a stupid thing that was funny, and I wanted Jeremy to start writing a bit about it, but he's like, no, we can't.
I can try, I guess.
I'm lazy. I'm not going to write.
Yeah, I'm not a writer. I just sit here and I talk like this with my chin in my neck and I...
So what are your...
What are my dreams?
What are your plans? Well, sure, what are your dreams?
Well, last night I dreamt... That's not I had this dream that I killed a guy, and I had to cover it up, and it was really stressful, because, like, I was, like, nervous that they were going to catch me for killing the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever, any of you have ever been there, but that's pretty terrifying.
Having killed a guy?
Well, I was really nervous. It's like you know... Oh, well, at the same time, like, in the dream, it was along the same lines of, like, you know when, like, you break something in the house? and you're nervous.
Your comparisons are amazing.
Nervous.
So Dom is some guy who tips.
You're nervous.
And then
it's like
murder to breaking something in the house when you were a kid.
It's like when you're a kid and you break something, and it's like it's something your parents are totally gonna find out, but you as a kid think maybe you hit it well. Like, oh, I'll just, you know, brush the broom it under the rug. Like, literally, or something, and then it ends up not being that.
I usually just made up some convoluted story, and to the point where it's like, okay, it has to be true if he's making that up. His imagination isn't that good. But,
well, they were
as
wrong.
A matter of fact, it was that good, and that's why I'm so good at lying now.
You've lied to me for 3 years about being friends.
I know. I've only been using you this
that
whole time
once.
To start a podcast.
Right before I was leaving to go on the bus or school, for whatever reason, I had to go back to the bathroom, and I got mad, and I kicked the wall, and it made a big hole in the wall, and then I had to go to school, and I didn't tell my parents, and then I came home, and they're like, "What happened?" And I go, "I think a mouse or a rat." That wasn't me. And it's like they totally knew I was lying. Because it's just big. I was wearing like snow boots, and I just like wow, right through the friggin' drywall.
The wall, yeah. They don't. You mean they didn't believe the dynamic mouse kicked through the wall, or they ate the wall? What
I
was
don't
your
know, man.
Possible thought process?
I was dumb. I was a dumb kid. That's all I could think of. What else would there be?
Yeah.
That was the wall shitty.
I think right now it's funny because you can actually, the people that we don't have video, but you can actually like picture our body language based on how I'm talking and how you're talking. They can definitely tell that you're reclined in a recliner drinking booze because you're like, yeah, and then it's blah, blah, blah. And
chilled
you're just,
out, bro.
You're,
chill guy.
Your words are actually just
like a piece of
falling
shit
out of your mouth.
Hey, I'm not proud. Okay.
Yeah.
Can they tell
they can
that?
Definitely, they can definitely tell. They're all like,
who's
oh, man, who
fat?
Is this?
That's clearly a sign.
Yeah, you just hung up probably. You're like,
I was like, fuck that guy. I'm going to mute my thing and hang up.
Yeah, because then it'll mask what the reality.
Yeah, I have to hide from the truth. The truth is that I'm a dog shot. I'm a dog shit pile.
A pile of dog shit.
That's
yeah, not even horse shit. It's not even like good, big, and
it's like white. It's like when your dog eats like pasta,
Kleenex,
and cheese. Yeah, just
stop.
Too much.
Stop! You're making me hungry.
It's like when the dog. It's like when you leave stuff on the table. And then you walk away, and the dog eats too much of what's on the table. And you're like, dog, you fucking eat it more than you are. You're a 20-pound dog. There was 15 pounds of food there. You're going to die.
Have you ever had a dog? Like, I remember one time my dogs got into the food bag, the dry food bag. And then I came home, and it was all gone. And it was like, you know, 15-pound bag or whatever, and they're both just looking at me and just like, like they're so dehydrated.
We're gonna die! Help!
Because like they don't have any. There's, I don't think there's a conscience or like a thing that's going, okay, and that's enough food. There's no full feeling in an animal. It's just like, no, just keep eating, just eat. Especially in labs, I've noticed that for sure. Labs have none of that. They don't really care. It's like, oh, grass. I'm just going to eat 1,000 pounds of grass.
Yeah, and then they throw it up.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I think that, though, like with my dog, I think I could leave out the whole container of dry dog food, and he wouldn't eat it all because he's the most picky fucking dog. Because he's a beagle, and he's like, this doesn't smell good. And then one time, I had a 6-inch Subway club sandwich, like a big one, in my living room sitting on the coffee table. And I walked out of the room for like 2 minutes, and I come back, and it was gone. Everything except for the black olives. Apparently, as he sat there and scarfed down this 6-inch sub that was sitting on the table, he had the ability and wherewithal to avoid the black olives, the smallest thing.
I've watched you eat a sandwich. There's no way you could do that.
I couldn't even. I'm a
and you're
human.
And you're a human with thumbs.
With thumbs and, and color vision.
Well, the black would stick
out.
Not
for a dog, because it's all black and white, right?
Are you sure that's what it is? Well, I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's possible to get that much contrast. I don't think, like, black and white vision is possible. I think it's just they're colorblind. And it's not the same thing. It's not like people who are colorblind are just see everything in black and white.
That's weird.
Not that I know what it looks like, but
what do dog's eyes look like? I think they just base it on like the anatomy of the eye,
the rods and cones,
the
and
receptors
stuff.
Of brain,
the light.
Brain, the dog brain, and how the thing connects to the thing makes the dog see and hear.
Have you seen the
no
video of the?
I'm kidding. Sorry. Okay.
Have you seen the video of the kids that are from, like, Africa and stuff reading the first hashtag first world problems tweets?
No. I should probably watch that, though.
It's pretty good. Whoops, I accidentally made a phone.
Hello?
No, it's done.
Who the fuck? Oh, you were searching something.
Yeah.
How was the brew game?
That was okay. But anyways, yeah, so these people, these kids are just like, I'm not gonna do the impression of their voice.
Just do it.
That's so insensitive. Like, my iPod cord won't reach my bed. It's just like this kid. It's kind of like those dogs in, like, with the Sarah McLachlan music playing, except there's no Sarah McLachlan music playing. It's just these, like, kids from different countries, and they're like sipping water out of like a bad spigot, and it's like rusty, and they're like, my iPod cord won't reach my bed. And I'm like, oh my god, that's so it's unintentional comedy, and I don't mean it to be comedy because it's really terrible. And it's like, well, it's funny because it's like the kids are smiling and laughing about it. Like, it's so hilarious how they don't give a shit so much that they're just like, all right, well, I'll read this. I don't even know what an iPod is. They probably have no concept of what those things are. Like, my house is too big. What is it? One of them was, my house is so big it needs two wireless routers, and I'm in the middle of the house and it doesn't pick up either one. And that was like some tweet. I'm like, good God.
I don't have central air. I'm hot. I'm a little bit hot because the fan that's blowing on me isn't cooling me enough. The air conditioner's in the other room and I'm hot.
Well, then there's this whole weird thing with what that people do. Like, I don't know, it's not always rich people, but, like, they pretend to be poor people. Like, the farmer look. Like, what the fuck is that about? Why the hell do you want to look like a farmer?
Yeah, why do you want to look like you're working cow shit? Why do you want to look like you're literally working your ass off to feed the whole entire world?
Well, did I tell you this one? I saw some guy that had a big dip in his mouth, Bass Pro Shops hat, and some flannel shirt. Remind me about flannel shirt, too. I got something else to talk about flannel shirts. And he was driving a goddamn smart car. Now, I don't judge, and he might fish, and he might hunt, and he might love dip, but it looked absolutely hilarious. Like, get out of your smart car.
Yeah. Well, but like, why can't that guy have a smart car, Tyler?
I'm not judging.
Play
I'm
the
saying,
part.
Play the part. If you're gonna drive a smart car, at least have a cigarette in your hand and throw it out the window or something like that. Yeah, hashtag irony.
Story.
Oh, yeah. So I was at the bar. I texted you at the bar this weekend. And, dude, it was, like, seriously straight out of a movie. I was in my, like, not – I wasn't that bad as far as ranting goes at the bar. But it was just, like, I legitimately saw six guys walk through the door with the exact same glasses that I have on that I've had for 4 years. a flannel shirt with no undershirt, buttoned down to about their breastbone, in a backwards trucker hat thing that, and everyone looked the same. And it's like, is that, am I really, am I, like, am I in an American Pie movie? Like, is that a real thing? Like, are those people real? Like, I don't get it. Is that an actual person? Like, you walk up to one of them and you're just like, what are your interests? Like, oh, fucking partying, man. Like, I like to party. No, like, do you read? What?
What do you read for?
What do you read for? Like, it's just, it was just so ridiculous. And then, of course, you got their counterparts, the whores, who walk around in whatever they're dressed in. And they just attract, and then they mate, yeah, and then they make more shit people. Meanwhile, you got someone that's, like, someone standing in the corner that nobody's talking to that probably's like, that guy probably has something to give to the world.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about me.
Most of the time.
Because I'm a piece of shit a lot of time.
Yeah.
And a douchebag. I'm what's known as like a mindful douchebag. Like, I'm a douchebag and I know I'm being one when I'm being a douchebag. And I'm not a real douchebag, but like, I definitely have that douchebaggery.
Douchebockery.
I come off as
douchebockery,
a douchebag.
Douchebockery.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? You got a bug?
I don't know. I was like this and I like put my hand up and I saw this big mark. And I really look on this side of my
wrist.
That's
new.
Cover, so.
I'm cut to shit from my job. Just fucking metal cuts all over me. Work at a factory.
What do you do?
No.
Is it fun?
Well, it's not that bad, and I make a lot of fucking money. Not that money matters.
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah,
you
you're
tell
right.
me. Can you tell
yeah, but
me
I that? Said it like, oh, man, I matter. I said it matter of factly. You're right, you don't.
Yeah, well, I don't really care how much money you make.
No.
Do you make any money off of doing
exactly.
this? Then it doesn't matter. Because this is the only true... What you don't make money with...
No, I totally get you.
...is the only true interest you should have, I think.
Philosophical.
I was trying to be philosophical, I'm sorry.
Philosophical. That's a woman's name. Philosophical. That was dumb.
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm bringing it down.
Yeah, it was. You're bringing this podcast down.
No, they're not.
We're not entertaining anybody.
You're
at this
not
point. There's nine people that are probably listening.
They're not
to
entertained.
This. We gotta spruce it up. What? We got to get on the topic that we always rant about. What is this? Are you just lazy today?
Suck
I'm just gonna
a dick,
keep talking
Kyler.
Shit to you until you get pissed off enough to
like
start firing back.
Chewy dick.
That's pretty funny. I don't get sucking dick. That's a funny phrase. I like that phrase because it, like when you go this sucks
yeah,
dick.
Right.
Like that's a bad thing. Right? But it sucking dick is not a bad thing. Like I don't think there's one person in the world that's like, oh, man, sucking dick does not suck dick. That's the funniest thing in the world. Like, I know it's a strange thing. I was thinking about that today. Like, some guy's like, "Oh, that sucks dick," and I'm just like, "Why is that a bad like?" Like, I think it should be like, "Oh, dude, that sucks dick." Like, with a thumbs up sign because sucks dick is awesome. Like, who doesn't like that? It's so awesome that gay guys like it.
Do
and
guys,
straight guys
but
like
does
it. Like,
do how many girls are there like actually thoroughly enjoy it? Like, how many people actually enjoy? How many people?
I don't
I mean,
know.
Like
well,
in terms
it's
of
not a girl term. Girls don't
people
use that.
Who actually suck dick? Who actually like is just sitting there wanting giant like dicks in their mouth?
Well, why does it have to
like,
be
who
giant?
Wants,
it doesn't have to be. No one says sucks
that
giant.
That's bad.
Dick.
That's what
really
I think
bad.
It is. I think it's the
because,
the person
okay.
speaking is like, oh, this sucks dick because they don't want.
I don't think so. I think it was just propaganda
awkward.
By some guy who just didn't like blowjobs and he didn't like his wife giving it to him. So he's like, oh, I'm just going to make it up and I don't know.
Yeah.
Because.
Like, why is this bad?
Because it. I don't know.
Oh, this fucking just.
I think it's literally enjoyable for everyone.
Free birthday cake. God damn it. Like, I'm trying to come up with like another phrase that.
What?
Ah, this man, like the blank checks, fucking paydays, man. That's just a fucking payday, man. I don't
Dude,
get it.
that's just payday. Yeah, so suck
That
dick
sucks,
is a good
man.
thing.
What?
We should propaganda
It's like
that.
I comes like, hey, I got
Turn that
married.
into a good phrase. Hey
Hey, I'm
dude, sucks
getting
dick.
married.
People are like, what the fuck? Oh, that sucks dick. But actually,
Hey, man, my
yeah,
dog. I
but
got a dog.
when you get married, I don't
I got
think
a new
you're,
dog.
I don't know. But then
That
you gotta be careful with
sucks dick.
punctuation because then you go, that sucks dick.
And then you might catch the guy. Then you might catch the guy off
That
guard, like,
sucks
"Oh, that
dick.
sucks dicks,
I
man." He's like,
mean,
"Yeah, I
that
fucking
sucks
hate it."
dick.
Like, "Oh shit." Like that would be it if you were trying to congratulate your friend on getting married. Like, "Hey man, congratulate." You like, he's like, "Hey, you got married." And you're like, "Well, that sucks dick." And he's like, "Yeah, I know. I hate her. She's pregnant. She's pregnant, and her dad's getting me a good job, so I have to marry her."
Oh, that would suck. Dick. I just did
Stop
it.
it.
I gotta
Just
stop doing that. We
people.
gotta stop the sucking dick propaganda. Because, but we don't want, I don't know.
That
This
you
is a
can't or
cause
you
that I
can't.
can't link myself to. It sucks. I think you're right. I think it is something to do
I
with
guarantee
that people don't
most
like it, so
people
that they
that
just
suck
came up with
dick
this
don't
term that
like
said,
sucking dicks. I just feel like, yeah, that's true,
but
but.
you don't know that because you
So
don't like
let's
sucking.
put it
Just
in this
because you don't
perspective.
like it.
Most, let's say most straight men, probably like 99.9% of straight men don't like sucking dick. There may be like a straight guy out there who only likes to fuck vaginas, but likes to suck dick. But that's he's weird. That's not weird. I shouldn't say it's weird, but he's in a very like unique perspective in that he's somehow still considered homo. I don't know how that even works. And then I gotta think most girls don't like sucking dick. I don't know because I just, it's a
Why do you
dick,
think
man.
that though? You're not a girl. What if it's enjoyable?
That's true.
Dude, don't you ever did you ever hear about oral fixation? Like, I chew on a pen all the time. Imagine. Like,
You're
I
probably
gotta think
right.
there's some pleasure involved in it, otherwise
Although,
girls
but
wouldn't
they
do
get
it.
some like, but like if it gets you like, you know,
There's
if you're
gotta be
like,
some. I mean, maybe not.
you know, if he does something nice for you and you gotta reward him, like, oh, thanks for, you know, taking my sister to the airport. That's my dick sucking sound. You can clearly see that I haven't had nor
Yeah, that doesn't sound
had my
good.
nor done one very often.
Nor given.
That's my impression of a big dick getting sucked.
Yeah, when I was younger, I always like wondered what a blowjob even was, 'cause like people were talking, I'm like, what is that? Like it didn't dawn on me what it
Opposite
was.
of blowing.
Why is it called that? I never understood. This is the one thing that I can't break down. Yeah. It's literally the opposite
I
of
they're just trying to pop. They're just trying to pop the
Like, just reverse your cheeks in, and then.
trying to like
It's like a big balloon
see if they can
animal.
like get air to come out of his belly button, like. I don't like, and then it makes him have to
And the guy
pee.
was probably like, "Oh, that doesn't feel very good. Can you stop doing that?" I would love to think I'm a romantic, so I think that at some point in history, some girl had the same thought of me as me, where she didn't quite understand, and then she kind of knew what a blowjob meant, but she didn't really know how to do it, so she kind of just grabbed the dick and just started literally blowing on it, or blowing into it,
Like her friend
and
told,
then.
like she like
Yeah,
saw
so
her
that's,
friend that
I
did
don't
something, but
know.
they didn't
That's
have a
just a.
name for it. She just kind of guessed. I put his dick in
Why
my
would she
mouth, and
watch
like,
her friend?
oh, and what did you do? Like, oh, I just, and And she had to guess what it was. You're either sucking or you're blowing. You're not just leaving it there. And she guessed wrong.
Oh, that's bad.
And she told the guy, and the guy, she's like, "This, I call this a
She
blow
guessed
job." And he's
wrong.
like,
She had a
"Oh, it's not
50-50
that great."
shot.
And then he got together with another girl, and he was like, "Hey, will you give me a blow job?" She's like, "What's that?" "It's where you take my dick in your mouth and you suck on it." And she was like, "Why don't you just call it a suck job?" "I don't understand. It's just what it's called."
Dude, it was a marketing thing. So, you couldn't sell suck job. What if the word sucks came out before,
We know technically.
and then, like, that's why people say, "Oh, it sucks dick," because then it was already negative,
Technically, there's no
but
such
it really
thing in
doesn't
the
mean
like
that.
realm of
I
science
don't
as
know.
suction. It's not like actual. Like, it's not like an actual like thing, or. Like,
No, I did not know that.
well, it's just that the
So what
volume
would you call, like, what would
of
the
the.
scientific term of a blowjob be?
What is it? The pressure. Of when you suck in, you're making the pressure, inversion pressure. Yeah, it's like with a vacuum, like a vacuum cleaner. It doesn't
Inverted
really
pressure
suck.
with
It's just
mouth
that the
on
pressure
penis.
inside of the vacuum is lower, higher, lower than the pressure outside. So areas move from low, high pressure to low pressure. So then it goes up. I
Question.
don't.
What would a How would a vacuum work in a vacuum?
Well,
Would it still
no,
pick
because
stuff
if the
up?
vacuum is in a vacuum, then it's no longer a vacuum. The vacuum, I mean. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have the vacuum, which is something where it's the absence of
Like the
everything.
Dyson?
So if you had something in a vacuum, but then if you have like a vacuum,
Right, I
like a
know what a
Dyson
vacuum is.
ball in a vacuum,
Like
then it's no
Dyson
longer a
makes.
vacuum because there's
Oh.
something in it. Okay, vacuum.
You
As
had
in,
too
when I
many
say vacuum, now
pronouns in
it's
there, and I couldn't follow your stupid
the
story.
absence of things. Vacuum.
How about
And
you
then let's
call.
say you
Isn't
had
that actually pronounced
a
vacuum?
Hoover, which is a vacuum,
Vacuum.
and a
I'm actually not even
president,
joking.
or you're like a dirt devil, and
The hoe
you
over?
put the dirt devil in the
And a
vacuum,
president.
and then
Oh, the vacuum guy?
it's no longer a vacuum because of the dirt devil's presence. Science. But does the tree make a sound?
But is there still dirt in the vacuum? In a vacuum, it would
But
not
there's
make a sound
no,
because you can't
it's like in
reverberate, or the
space and
sound doesn't
with
reverberate or
the,
something. Has something to do with vibrations, I'm pretty sure.
well, you can't prove that
But
there's no trees
where are
in
all
space.
these trees that are in space? That's just a
But
stupid
if,
argument. You can't say, what if a tree
I don't
fell in
know.
space?
I don't know, man. I'm just here.
But it. If there was no space around,
If there
would
was
there still
space,
be spaceships? I think that's what the saying was. If there wasn't space. Stop yawning. Stop creating an internal
fetish.
suction.
I must.
Might want to stick my dick in
You. I mean,
No,
it
I
doesn't
don't
matter for
actually like that.
you.
In a
I also had
guy's
this argument
mouth,
with someone
but
once. Like,
we'll
does
just
wanting
stop
stuff
there.
stuck up your butt make you gay?
Why?
It doesn't. Because what if
I don't think it does. Well, we could be going down a bad path here because I could make myself sound horrible. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
but that doesn't.
No, it doesn't make you gay. And then I just turn into this guy who loves stuff up his ass. But I'm not. I'm just defending the point, not that I like it. And now I'm pointing myself into more of a corner because I'm like prefacing it way too much, and now it's gotten out of hand. But okay, let's keep going. Not with the pardon the
Whatever.
butt pun, but go
No,
ahead.
I didn't. I don't.
Okay, what did you
I'm
say?
saying
You were saying you like stuff up your ass.
that that does not necessarily.
It's a good thing we have a rainbow on our.
You being gay. Like, if you were a guy and you're like, hey, honey, you should strap one on and shove it into me, I don't think that makes you gay. No. No, I don't. I don't.
No. That's, I don't know, man. Where I draw the line. I draw the line. There's no way.
It would be or it wouldn't be. I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about a fictitious, hypothetical person.
It wouldn't be.
You should get boned from behind. It doesn't. Not attracted to
you
dudes.
You know, the, no, I see, I'm never gonna. Right, but.
I don't know, man. I just don't. Girls like shit up their ass, and that doesn't make them gay.
Gay in you if you like shit up your ass.
Like, why is that only a gay guy thing?
That's true. That is a weird thing.
See, it's just. We draw these lines, man, and it's just, they're not real.
And it's fine, but guys,
they shouldn't be real lines. Like, we want to define everything as this or that, but it's like, hey, so what? Sometimes I wish I had tits. Like,
what makes someone gay and wants it up the ass? Because that's the only hole that exists.
Again, that wasn't me being me. That was me being someone else.
Well, I know.
No. Fictitious person.
Me?
No. Why? Because it's my
this fictitious no. person sounds a lot like you.
Oh, no, Tyler. It's called.
People can see the video of.
Oh yeah, you're right. It's hyperbole.
It's not hyperbole. It's good. No, I didn't mean grammar. I meant it's not. It's called a projection of oneself on podcast. By you asking, you're like slightly hinting that people that hear this, you secretly want things in places.
No, man.
And you also are just. I think this is your way of. Coming out
no,
to the
man,
road.
I mean, if I was...
It's fine, dude. I'm here for you. I'm still going to be your friend.
Oh, man, I'll miss that. Those are good
times.
We
just can't hang out. We just can't hang out naked together anymore.
The other places. No.
Yeah, I don't think a whole lot of straight guys can have these conversations
what?
And not give a shit.
Gary. Isn't that a weird thing of what
there's it's too like, much people like get offended.
It's so
like,
weird how
I don't get it.
Negative like, that is. Dude, and I'm not trying to sit here and be Lindsay
it's
Lowell, like
weird.
Be like Hillary Duff in those old Hillary Duff commercials, like, oh, you shouldn't say gay as in negative. But at the same time, it kind of is. Like, you watch certain movies and it's like, they're really against gay people in this movie. Like, there's literally this movie from the 80s I watched. And it's supposed to be like a fairly family friendly movie. From the 80s. And there's this one part, there's this girl in it, and she's a really big fan of Thor, the comic book guy. And this is the 80s, so this is before the movie for all you young folks. And at one point, the guy goes, yeah, well, Thor's a homo. And then the girl just gets so pissed off. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, that's kind of stupid. Like, what if you want? Yeah, 87.
But you gotta also remember, the time period. The 80s was big, like the big AIDS.
I think it was supposed to be grounded in the fact that the girl like wanted to be with
Thor.
At
least it's understandable, but it's like
she's a young girl, so that's kind of a bad assumption to make. But then still, like, why did you go there, movie? Like, why couldn't you just be like, yeah, well, Thor. That's just that. It's just that connotation where you know is the 80s, and people would be like, oh, well, he's gay, so that's a bad thing. It has, but not with everyone.
Yeah, well, it's totally changed now.
Same here.
But it's not really. Most people, a lot of people that I know here. Still, it's like, if you call someone gay, it's like, it's such a problem. It's like, dude, I'm not, like, it was a joke. It was just what you were saying was homoerotic, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that, but at least point it out and laugh at yourself. Like, I pretend that shit all the time. I'll make things uncomfortable just because I'm pretty comfortable with like whatever, and I don't really, you don't need to be I don't get it. I just don't get it. Like when you accuse someone of being gay,
right,
they get all offended, and it's like, well, you're not gay. Why are you offended? Like I think people only get offended by shit that like is secretly like true, at least inside some level, where it's like if you accuse somebody of whatever, and then they get all pissed off. You're like, okay, at least they think a little bit of that is true, because you can sit here and call me and be like, oh, dude, you just pretend to be a cool dude by you think you have, you're awesome, you have your own radio show. Yeah, I mean, okay, whatever. It doesn't offend me. I don't think that, so it doesn't offend me. Like, I don't know. And maybe it's just because of my personality and your personality that we kind of mesh, because we just don't give a fuck most of the time about what people think. So, I don't know. I just don't get why the gay accusation is the like the worst one. Like, oh, Tyler,
I mean,
he just thinks he's black.
I mean,
hey, dude, don't go there. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean?
It's not true with anything else. Like, you can't accuse me of anything else besides
of
gay
being
that
gay.
I immediately get offended.
Well, why do you
not
have to,
me personally,
yeah.
But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else can you accuse somebody of?
I'm not a thief.
Like a thief? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I remember there were times when I was younger
thief,
where
then
people
don't get offended by
yeah,
me
but it's
calling
also
you
just
thief.
A, there's a just a stigma
right.
about it. There's just a
I
negative
know, that's a stupid example,
thing. I remember being younger and people would call me gay and I'd get really pissed off and I would be like, because I wasn't, and there was just a negative connotation to that, and I don't. It's not that negative connotation isn't necessarily gone to a lot of people. Like, I still know plenty of people who are overly homophobic. When it's like, why do you care? Oh my god!
It's not gone at all for some
reason. And B, like, it's everybody wants to bring God into it, and it's like, dude, shut up. God might be gay. Who knows?
They don't know at all.
God, that sounds like
Wouldn't that be a trip? And then like you go into the pearly gates and it's like, hello, how is it going? God's like
God.
A bunch of
they wear clothes
whatever.
That people wear.
I don't
wear,
know what gay people wear nowadays.
Like.
They pretty much wear the same shit I wear, but.
No, but like that sounds like an onion article title.
Others,
like
some of them wear more stuff.
New evidence points to that Jesus Christ may have been a Christian. Like, God,
right
Friedrich Nietzsche. God is
as,
gay.
Says God.
Gay
was intended
God
to be
is
gay.
Dead.
Well, if you ever read the Leviticus, it's pretty hilarious in how like small of a text it is that this whole entire like thing is based off of. It's legitimately a line. Like, it says if one lays with another man, paraphrasing, one lays with another man is detestable by God. It doesn't
one
say anything
friends,
about killing him. It doesn't say anything about it's illegal. It doesn't say anything.
One
just
of my friends just literally
that's
like,
it. They
he
don't
literally
like it.
Said something.
And the next
to
line
these,
is thou shalt not wear. No.
Thou shalt not wear sandals. With
it wasn't thou shalt not wear. I was obviously joking. But...
No, I like one of my friends. He became more religious more recently, and like he one time we got on that subject, and he was like, "I'm fine with people being gay. I just don't think it's right." And I'm like, "That's not. I don't think that's like. It's kind of the safety net of a reason. It's like I'm totally fine with everybody except
the end.
It's like the people who are like, I'm totally fine that you smoke marijuana, but I know it's illegal and then you shouldn't do it. Like it's along those same lines, although not really, because you know being gay is kind of a different.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I.
Yeah, but it just, like, I don't know. I don't have a problem with people who are religious. Obviously, I don't, you know, my views and stuff. But, like, I have a problem with people that are like interjecting it to me and telling yes. me that this is the way it goes. When I personally know it's not, because I mean, I went to Catholic school for most of my life, and I've heard this in the whole time. And then people say these people are talking shit about gay people and have a big cross tattooed on their arm, and I'm like, did you know that like six lines later in that same, what they can't even name the book that the gay thing is from. And they and like six lines later, they said, thou shalt not, I keep saying thou shalt not. It's not what it says, but in Leviticus, it does say,
don't have tattoos, you shouldn't period. Have,
religious.
Ye shall
something
not
to the effect, don't have religious pass, tattoos. I know that's not what it says. It has the weird old English.
Ink through the skin.
Right, but then, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
No.
Yeah, and so it's like, and they think I'm talking out of my ass, and then it's like, okay. But yeah. But I forget where I heard this, but I got it brought up. It's like, no, this is not me talking shit about religion, like I said. But, like, of all the major religions, at a minimum, most of them are wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just mathematically. If one is right, the other ones are wrong.
Yeah.
In their beliefs. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me is like, okay, well, something's fucking wrong here. Like, there's no way that Hinduism, Buddhism, and, Christianity can all be real. It's just not possible. I mean, it might be possible, I guess. I don't really know. I'm not here to say it is or it isn't. But the arguments are stupid because then I say that, and then they say, well, no, they are wrong.
I'm going to say you wrote an article. Okay,
well, you're missing the whole goddamn point of the article or the argument. And then, you just can't. Like, that's why I just. Yeah, no. That's why I just don't even bother getting involved anymore. It's just like, okay, well, just, believe what you want to believe. I don't really care. I really don't. There's no talking logic into somebody. It's not even religious. It's anything. It's anybody who's 100% one-sided. It's like, there's no point of even arguing with you. You're not
going to. It's like what I saw last night.
That's the whole point of this argument. You don't have an open mind. So, therefore, I don't need to talk to you.
And unfortunately, it sounds like we're picking on one side here, but it's these right-wing people who, they go against, like, they're so against science. And I think one of the response I heard, I was watching The Daily Show, and one of the quotes I saw someone say, one of the clips was, consensus. What does that word even mean? Like, who has the consensus? And it was like, well, the consensus is basically means that everybody agrees on this. You know what I mean? Because there's this huge anti-vaccination movement. And it's not like, that's not like the flu vaccine. That's like the polio, all these vaccines. And there's these people who are like, well, there's all these things wrong. And like, who are these scientists saying all this
right,
stuff?
Right.
Who is this? What's this consensus? The consensus is the fact that, no one has polio anymore. And they want to be like, well, that was because, we don't have horses. We don't have horses in the streets anymore. And I'm like, what are you like? Like, what are you? And they said the only way for the ant.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And this isn't a right wing or left wing issue. This is just anybody who's being ignorant about shit. It's not even, there's no, Jared, you just brought that up just because of, that's just happened to be the example. But it was. It's not a right or left wing thing. It's just anybody who's thick headed and just doesn't listen.
Now
it's just so annoying.
But no,
sorry. What were you saying? Apologize.
It reminded me of this video too I saw yesterday about this. It was this guy. It was this Christian guy. His response to an atheist who told him how much faith it took to believe in a higher power, and then the guy's response was basically about how it takes more faith to believe that all life like spawned from like a single organism. I wanted to bring this up because in his argument, he talked about how there's a natural order to everything. Mm-hmm. Like there's months, we have seasons, we have months, we have days, we have years. And I was just like, no, like how could that happen by accident? I'm like, well, this is how it happens by accident. Something happens and then we give a measurement to it. It wasn't like that was already measured out to an exact science. we made a science about that thing. He talked about how, like, yeah, he wanted to, like, he used that in his argument that, like, the fact that we have, it's not like a month was a thing that existed before people decided what it was.
Made up,
like,
months,
that's what his,
like,
argument was.
Just so happens,
like, no,
sun.
You're wrong.
Before.
Well, I'm like, there's no,
it's
order,
like,
there's
the
no, like, right way
day.
For that to
a day
be.
Is time,
like,
nope, because
not
the sun
any other planet. It would be a completely different cycle. It could be completely random. You could live on a planet where you have a random day cycle. You could live on a planet where you have a random year cycle, because you might be in an orbit where, like, you have a sun and then you have a really large other planet that completely throws off the gravitational pull of the sun. So that means that your rotation on the sun changes in an ellipsoidal crazy strange way. And it's like, and he was wearing a Major League Baseball cap backwards and making this argument in response while he was driving his car on his phone. But still, I was like, you're dumb. You're not that you're dumb, but you kind of, right.
Well, these people, they try to become, like, they're the person who's right. And, you know, I've been accused of this before where I think I'm right, but when I think I'm right, it's more of something that can't be proven wrong. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not a, I don't take stances, like, I basically take, when I think I'm right, it's an opinionated stance for the most part. If it's something that has to do with that, it's like, I stay away from it. Like, there's no arguing certain things. Like the tides, the moon, there's just things that aren't arguable. But the funny thing is I've had this, not theory, but this thing that I don't trust science, and not that I don't, because I do, but one can say that never in human history have we ever been right about anything.
Why do we think we're right about something now?
Why do we think we're right
because
now?
Because it gets proven and...
Playing devil's advocate, obviously.
It gets observed and...
Yes. Right, but it's, dude, look at the geocentric. But the heliocentric model is proven to be right, but it's not. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where the sun actually revolved around the Earth and the rest of the planets. And everything worked out perfectly, except it was wrong. You understand what I'm saying? And I know, obviously, now we have better observation tactics, but, like, you really can't, like, you can never be absolutely right about anything. You just can't.
Right.
There's too many factors. And
10 years ago.
We just assume
10 years
right
ago
this
they thought
period.
Pluto
they
was
assume
a planet.
They were right 1,000 years ago. They assume they were right 10,000 years ago. It's just, I don't know what arrogance we have saying, well, we're.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, there's just so many things where it's just like, why do you gotta just act like you're right all the time? Why can't you just say, maybe this is how it might be, not this is how it is for sure? And then you got even the more crazy ones. This is how it's right for sure because it's written somewhere by over a couple thousand years, and, you know, it was basically proofread and fucked with so many times, and I'm talking about the Bible, obviously. That
right.
It's really not the same. There's no, it's not a guy wrote it. People say, oh, well, God says this. God doesn't say anything. God didn't
started in
write
Latin,
the Bible.
And it was translated
like, he didn't
from
sit
Latin
there and
to
scribe
Italian,
it out. Somebody wrote it. And people fucking lie. They just make stories up.
Yeah.
Right. It's not even the same. It started in, like, ancient Sanskrit. Like, it started way long time ago. And then it got translated to Latin, and then it got translated to Hebrew, or whatever the progression was. And now the English version doesn't even mean the same things. Like, the word God and love are the same exact, like, word, basically, in Sanskrit. It's basically the same thing. So we might be fucking missing the whole point of the Bible. Like, it might be not a thing that you're supposed to take literally. It probably isn't. Just like every religion. I don't think religion was ever meant to become this conglomerate thing. It just became... I don't think it was ever meant that way. I think it was meant to be a guide or something that... I think it was honestly meant to just describe human nature, describe certain things. what we're supposed to live by, which is pretty much ingrained in people. I'm not religious, and I still don't kill people. I don't need the Bible to tell me that. And, you know, there's all these things that, you know, you should do this, you should do that.
If
it's like,
you
why
get
can't I just
cut.
Live my goddamn life? And then if I kill someone, I'll pay the consequences, obviously, you know.
I know. Seven. Because you told me.
If I get caught, who knows how many people I got buried underneath my house.
I know, because it's not getting, it's not being broadcasted yet.
Do you think the NSA is listening
to this? Oh, yeah, over the Skype. It could, yeah. It's going from my thing to your to something else, and from that thing to your thing, and then to your thing.
There's no wires connecting us. I don't even know how it's possible.
Obama.
It's wireless.
Boobs.
Mm-hmm. So, what should we say to get the NSA to listen? Maybe then we can get some listeners.
Obama's born in Kenya, man. I got the. I know a guy knows a guy. Who saw it on TV? Someone has got the documentation. That's racist because he's black.
One of the funny things is one of those kids that was reading the tweets.
Okay, this is
going to
sound kind of insensitive, but there was this guy he used to play for the Illinois basketball team.
It wasn't racist at all. He looked like him. It wasn't even racist.
Me and my family are very negative sports fans about other teams. When they're beating our team. And I remember this guy, he happened to be black, and he also looked just like a monkey. Like, and I remember when I just was like, I don't mean to be racist, but he does look just like a monkey. I know, and it's like, it's not, I'm not being racist, but he does. I mean, I shouldn't say the phrase.
No,
maybe
Patrick
a little
Ewing
racist,
does too.
Because a white guy... I suppose a white guy could look like a monkey, but not. Yes, he could. No, I'm not going to hide. It's just a little racist. I know.
But no, you don't. You can't. You can never compare that because that's the racial term for a black person. So you can't ever say that without sounding at least a little racist.
Right.
Because, like. You can honky. Say I look like a giraffe, and it just doesn't offend me, because if I look like a giraffe, I look like a giraffe. It's not like white people were called giraffes, and that was just a negative term. You
yeah,
just
but there's a difference between that
when you
say if I was just
a
racist
a monkey,
who's at it, watching a game,
bad.
And he was like,
so stop.
He just
stop
saw a,
this podcast
he just
racist
saw a black guy, and he was just like, oh, fucking monkey
right,
beating
I'm
our
not.
Team, like. I'm not.
No,
I wasn't
even,
being
don't
me.
Even finish the
I
sentence.
Was being
don't
a
even
fictitious person.
Okay, there you did. Now you broke it. Now we're broke. We broke it. Oh, of course. You're using that damn fictitious
yeah,
argument
I mean,
again. Just like that fictitious person.
I'm not a
like,
racist.
Shit,
did I show you the.
Ass.
There's a.
The fictitious person's doing all his things.
I didn't show you. There's a. That's like a phrase that's in a Cracked article that in it. There's like an actual website of tweets where people go, I'm not a racist,
yeah,
but.
I'm not a racist.
And it's just they say something racist. So I just did that, but at the same time. Yeah.
And then they say racist
right.
stuff.
I mean, he did look like a monkey, though. That's all.
It was an actual thought that entered your head. You weren't just being funny.
If he looked like a kangaroo, I'd have said something, but
which
he
is
didn't.
Fine. Whatever.
He looked like a chimp. I don't think there's anything wrong with him because of that. I just think that's what.
Okay. You are just so ridiculous.
Oh man, you're gonna. We're gonna have hate mail.
let's get off of that topic.
Whatever.
People are gonna hate you. I'm glad because now I'll be the liked one in this group. So you nine people that are listening to this first one, thank
I
you.
Am.
And I will be your spokesperson.
It's hence by my
racist cunt Jeremy.
Voice.
Well, those of you who don't know, Jeremy's actually black. Which is funny.
I don't sound like a black guy.
Yeah. There you go, being racist. That's not racist, though. That's just, well, yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I can tell if someone's white by the way they talk, for the most part.
I like gay people.
Right? Or do you just not
I
want to
like
talk
black
anymore because you're
people.
afraid you're just going to spew more hate? I'm surprised you
Just
didn't start
saying that
bashing
he
gay people when we were having the
looks like a
conversation.
monkey.
Yeah, does this ficti
I
and this fictitious person probably likes
feel
banging gay
bad
people
now
too.
that I felt bad that I felt bad that I felt bad that I thought it though.
God, you gotta stop
Felt bad that I thought
saying
it.
that.
But at the same time,
No,
like
you
that's the
don't,
line.
because you keep bringing it up. Now
That's
it's
the
turned
racial
into a
line.
joke.
No, there isn't, because you know Bubba. Well, I shouldn't. Well,
Well, there's no such thing.
he
I don't
loves
feel like there is. I don't.
Popeyes. He loves Tyler Perry movies.
Whatever, who cares?
And I would just be like, Bubba, you're such a fucking
Let's do our
stereotype. He's
best to
like, I
not name drop on this podcast.
don't. Exactly.
Yeah, but and the
Pop.
thing is, no, it's not, because if it weren't for black people, Tyler Perry movies wouldn't exist.
You're the only
Not
black
that
guy in the
Tyler Perry would
world.
be the only black guy
Isn't
on
that
earth
South?
making this video. Why doesn't anybody
It's like
understand
South
this? Dude,
Park.
you're the
There's
only
a
black guy in the world.
Token loves Tyler Perry movies, and everybody's like, I
He's
don't get it.
like,
And he's
why
like, I
isn't my
just,
shit selling?
I'm sorry, guys. No, I.
Jeremy's just, it's fine. It's whatever. People like it. People like it. It's not, we're being honest. We're being honest here. I'm not going to sit here and lie. This is going to be my podcast
Well,
where I just say
except for when
whatever's on my
I'm on.
mind. My other one, I can't exactly do
You
that.
don't get
I mean, I
into this
can, but
toxic.
I got to censor myself a little bit. But we, I don't
Was a
really talk
long
that. I mean, I
dick-sucking
don't get into topics like
conversation.
gay
That's like
people
being
and
conversation.
having a half an hour conversation about a dick, a sucking dick. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna name this podcast. I'm gonna name this podcast based off of anything that
Sucks
comes
dick. Yeah,
up
it'll
during
make
the
it look
podcast.
like
So it'll be like
this podcast
Tyler
sucks
Ear
dick.
Rape, episode one, and then in quotation marks, sucks dick. Yeah. And
That's
then people be like, "Oh, I wonder how much it sucks dick." And then that's called traffic. Even though I'm not about that, I don't really care. People want to listen. The thing is if you put out something that's funny or people like it, they'll just like it. It'll go
sure.
around. It's natural. It's organic, bro.
I'm not a racist. I'm
So,
not
should
a
we end it on
race.
that note?
It's like that. I just
Hour and
okay.
three,
Before we end
so
it, they just
whatever.
like that. I love that image of the like white guy who like gets called a racist and he can never save himself. You know? No. I'm not. Like I'm not. Yeah. Sure. That's what. Sure. That's what they all say.
No, dude, but I'm not. you say one thing and it just. That's exactly what a racist would say. No, dude, I'm just
Just saying
saying.
that
Like, and you
you
just
don't
paint yourself into a
watch
further
the
corner. Like I
sports
said before,
games and
like
there's
when you
the
just
two
start overly prefacing things or overly defending yourself for things, you just paint yourself into a further corner. Stop!
you're
Stop! It's
laughing,
not
you're
funny
not.
anymore. It's turned into a thing where you're trying to be funny now, and it's just.